I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Mic test. Okay. I think my volume is okay. All right, it's okay.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Eavesdrop Podcast. The gang is back, minus one. My name is Fran. I have Jelly, Jude, and the MIA of this episode, also our VIP and MVP, is Delamar Arias. What apo siya dito? She's absent today because she's
because
taking care
she's
of...
with...
Yeah, because she's with...
XTI.
Yes, they are off gallivanting in Moab in Utah.
Oh my God.
So, umaga yung Holy Week break. Nag-running start yung dalawa.
Correct. I must say, she called me. Del called me the day that Christy arrived, the day that she picked her up from the airport. She FaceTimed me and I'm like, whoa. And I knew, I think she was trying to surprise me, but I knew that Christy was landing already because Christy had asked me some questions about travel requirements. And then I saw her IG post that she was landing. So, but I must say, and Del will listen to this maybe some other time, but Del's face was so happy. There's a different glow when she's around friends physically. So yeah, they're off there. So it's just us, the three remaining hosts for this episode of the Eavesdrop Podcast.
When I saw Del's post, my comment was ramdam ko yung kaligayahan niya all the way here in the Philippines. And then I saw her IG stories and she wasn't mentioning why, but she just loves that her world, they're like merging.
Yeah.
She has her Filipino life back in Utah. So
yes.
You can tell she is happy. She's like, sorry guys, we're at Moab today, but go ahead, record.
It's palpable, right? Yeah. She's like, go.
Wala. Oh, sorry. Wala. Like, we're going to have fun. You guys record. Bye. Good
deserve,
for her.
Deserve.
We'll hear all about it when she gets back on the show.
Right.
We don't know when. I don't know how long Christy's going to be
around. Couple of weeks.
Okay, so yeah, that'll be quite the adventure over there in
FOMO.
Utah.
FOMO. I was like, I'm going to book my ticket. I wish.
Are you? You're slated to go, right?
Eventually, yes. But I need to do Japan first.
Japan again.
Japan again. Nice. Japan always. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Japan Jealous. Always. That's true.
So that's in the works?
That is in the works in the coming months. So nice. Save up muna. And then I have to put my lashes on so I can take my visa photo so I'm pretty.
Priorities, Jude. Please understand.
Hashtag priorities, okay?
Okay, understood. Ganun pala yung...
Yes! I'm telling you, side quento, okay? I was gonna get my visa passport photo taken because I had my lashes on, right? And it was the same day that David was going to take his U.S. passport photo for his renewal. And but then I fell ill. I'm like, oh my God, I can't take a photo when I'm sick.
That'll have to wait.
It'll have to wait. It was the most vain thing I've thought of in a long time. Okay, but that's the truth.
Well, I don't know if that's the way it is for most of the women now, but a couple of my friends, right before their travels, priority talaga, they're gonna get their lashes done, get their nails done.
Acrylic.
Bakit? Nasa extension. Picture ba yung nails?
Siyempre!
Hindi, pero sa biyahe kasi.
Pwede kang mag-passport photo na...
Hindi. Sa travel mo.
For travels, Jude.
For that, you know, when you hold a cup and it's like your scenery is whatever. Yeah.
You're checking
having
out all
coffee
the...
in Paris.
Opening my croissants. And here's the butter. And my nails. Like that, Jude.
Gets ko yan. No, may mga napapanood akong...
Yeah.
Because of the content. For today's Bijo, it's for content.
True.
Iba na labanan ngayon. Nakakaloka.
Yeah, I know. I gets that.
But Jude, you have great content. I mean, I know you don't do it as often as the creators do, but when you put out some videos, they're pretty cool, man.
Thank you. I really put a lot of hard work.
You're being sarcastic.
They're always artsy.
Oo nga, ba't ganun? Hindi naman. Well, just having fun.
Well,
having fun.
Here's the thing. You cannot fake like style and class and, you know, the output is cool.
Kailangan mo lang alamin kung ano yung uso. And what going yun.
What going?
Let go, let your freak flag fly if it makes you happy. If you spend so much traveling and if you want to go to all the spots your influencer, quote unquote, friends tell you to go to, then yeah, just have fun. Life's too short, you know?
That's true.
That is
go
true.
Go get your nails did, your lashes, as long as you
lashes
want.
On.
Kailangan. Needs. Oh, another vain thing, you know, when I traveled, I don't know if it was Korea or Japan or maybe America, and I couldn't bring my Dyson wrap because I was worried about the voltage. The voltage.
Hindi ba auto-volt yung mga yan?
Hindi nga eh, kakainis. Ay,
hindi.
You know, like MacBooks and
right,
all that
yeah.
are all auto-vote. No. Parang 220 lang yung Dyson.
may dala ka pang transformer.
Hindi pwede.
For your travel.
For my travel. Anyway.
But they should make portable ones, like travel size transformers, if
no,
that's even possible.
You know, they should just make Dyson as an auto-vote. Okay, because it's so mahal. So just make it. I can use it everywhere. Or maybe just the model that I have. I don't know if it's new now. But
oh, speaking of Dyson, I'm finally going to get one and I have to get it this week.
Okay, is it on sale?
Because there is a promo. No, it's not on sale. It's still regular price, but you can put it on your credit card. 12 months, no
yes,
installment.
Do it.
So I calculated it already. I'm like, wait, kaya naman.
No,
go.
Do it. For you? For
I know,
hosting?
I know. No. Not the... I'm talking about the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, the vacuum.
Not
okay,
the,
yes. Okay.
Not the air wrap.
You need that. Okay.
Yes. Mas kailangan yung vacuum cleaner than the air wrap.
Yes. Which one are you going to get? Do you know the model?
I took a photo of it.
Okay.
It was the one that they recommended as well because they were talking about how this one is not as strong.
Yes.
This one naman is a little bit too heavy duty. This
Don't.
Is like perfect for a condo and stuff.
Okay, good. Don't get the one that has like the water yet because that's like not perfect. Because there's one that you can suck up like wet messes
for the
Dyson. You don't need that.
Yeah. Yes. Mine is really for the animal dander because, yes, we've noticed Juliana and I are allergic to our cat.
Oh, no.
No, but it's Ate Luz to the rescue. Lord bless Ate Luz.
Oh.
So Noodle doesn't sleep with us anymore. Okay. She sleeps with Ate Luz. So just playing with her and handling her, it's okay. I think the problem really was her sleeping with us.
Mm.
Tapos she sleeps kasi on Juliana's head, which is right next to my face.
Mm-hmm.
That was really the problem. And then, dahil pareho kaming matigas ang ulo ni Juliana,
mm-hmm.
Roda, if you're listening to this, I'm pretty sure you'll be happy hearing that I'm admitting na matigas ang ulo ko. Because she hasn't been sleeping with us, we were like, wala naman sigurong harm if we just let her sleep here for just one night, mm. you know, because we miss her just for one more night. So she did. And then the next day, Juliana woke up with sniffles.
Oh.
And then her eyes are
puffy,
swollen, and then nagmumuta na naman.
Oh, so immediate reaction.
Yeah. So, okay.
So the cat has been exiled.
Oh. Hindi pa rin. We can. I know that's what you want, Jude. But no.
Why would I want that?
Hindi pa siya shop out, okay?
No, I mean exiled out of
the room.
The sleeping, yeah.
Just out of the room at night. She just can't sleep in the room.
I see.
Yeah, that's what
she
I
still
meant.
Hangs out. She makes a. She practices parkour inside the house, in the room.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Juliana brought home a fish from her foundation day yesterday.
AKA so, dinner.
Exactly. Oh, noodles. Really? Ben. Oh. No, no. Hindi buhay pa naman yung isda. But you can tell Noodle has plans.
Long.
You see the paw.
Catching
Noodle's
my dinner. Noodle's been onto that fish. So Juliana's been worried. She's just making sure Noodle is not in the room because that's where her fish is.
Wait, I have a question. Can cats be like crate trained? Like, you know how dogs can be crate trained? Some people believe that dogs can just, you know, you go when it's time to sleep, they go into their little or their big crate and they feel a little safer there. For the night. Like, I know, like, when Meggie goes to his doggy camp, all the dogs go into their crates when it's bedtime.
And Meggie was okay with that?
Yeah, he loved it.
But
it's a nagging habit. And then the guy, the coach said, oh, maybe you want to have a crate at home so Megatron can go in there. One, he feels safe. For some reason, because it's enclosed, maybe.
Oh.
And then two, also just not to let him get into any trouble while we're out of the house. But I'm like, oh, well, no, he's just downstairs, so it's okay. But I do know there's some owners, dog owners, especially if they live in condos, the doggies stay in the crate. Ganon.
I don't know. I haven't
works
tried,
with
but,
cats.
But what Ate Luz did, genius. So she would bring Noodle to the room and Noodle has this little seat and then Colette's old leash, she would have Noodle leashed onto that seat. And then Noodle, Adelu said, Noodle just sleeps on the chair.
Oh, there you go.
So, behave naman. Parang sa amin lang siya misbehaving. With Ate Luz, I guess it's because Ate Luz's energy din talaga. Kahit sino magbe-behave with Ate Luz.
Right.
Pero with us, talagang makulit.
Well, at least you solved that mystery. I mean, for sure.
That's the update.
The most
at
obvious
least,
one.
Yeah.
The one that they did not want to accept as reality.
I mean, I knew it. I was coming up with all that. I really need to declutter, but I knew. It was the cat.
Dito hindi uso yung mga shop cats, no? Yung if you have a shop and then you have a pet cat.
I've never
the
seen
the shop cat.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
It's
and
not
like,
a thing.
Say Hong Kong, there are cats that are there for the shop and
unless it's a vet clinic. I've come across right. Vet clinics with cats.
Oh, yung sa ano, I remember going wandering into Vertis. There's a pet shop there and obviously mall management allows these cats to roam around and there's this cat that stands in the doorway of the pet shop looking from the outside.
Oh.
So I don't know if he was waiting for a treat or so they're all there and I guess malls now are more tolerant.
Okay. Have we talked about this before? Like animals
I think Monica and I are
public
planning
spaces.
No, not yet. We were planning to.
Yeah.
We were planning to.
Okay, I know we have a topic, but just really, let's...
No, it's okay.
No, we don't.
We never do.
Wait, because I like Jelly's question, but just to delve into this a little bit, okay? I think I have a very unpopular opinion when it comes to allowing pets in public spaces. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Really? And
me
you're a
too.
Pet lover. Okay.
Yeah. And I remember we discussed this last time. Okay. That parang can we touch up on this topic? Mm. Because it really gets to me how some of the pet owners are with their pets.
Right.
Like the elevator is occupied by everyone with their pet strollers.
Yeah. That's one.
And they don't step out of the elevator when somebody with a kid's stroller is trying to come in or a senior wants to use the elevator. Like, I'm already here with my pet, so wait for the next one.
It's so annoying.
Ganun yung tono niya.
Hindi. Yun yung tono niya sa utak ko, Jude. Pati yung kahit nakatayo lang siya ng normal, in my head, how I saw her was like, naka-tilt na.
Oh, kasi
na
napipicture ko eh. Yung mga ganun.
Get a visual. There's a visual.
Or like, if their dogs are just the yapping kind, don't bring them to malls. Mm-hmm. Don't bring them into restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know. Because like, there's like, I think Eastwood is a very... I can read it. In Eastwood, they allow dogs, right? And then big dogs, little dogs.
One of the
dogs.
First mall operators to encourage
you. I don't make pet passport, but
you get a pet pass, yeah.
Yeah. But you have to show that the dog is like... Because we got one for Megatron when he was small. So, Byron, you have to prove that he is vaccinated, anti-rabies and all
shots
that.
Shots and all,
yeah. Mm-mm. And then, well, we got it because we thought it was cute, right? In the beginning, like, oh, we can bring our dog and he's a lab, you know? But the thing is, he's just too big of an animal. And even if he is super trained, right? Well, which he's not. Like, he's not like that. Like, he's not like a service animal type trained. Like, but sit, stay, don't move. Ma, the distract didn't see Meg, you know, as all dogs do. I feel like that's such a unsafe environment for kids to be in, or even adults who might be afraid, deathly afraid of other animals. And it's such a public space, but don't put that on me. You know, if I'm that person, I don't like animals and I don't like it. And then on Instagram, just recently, there's a store, a branch or like a franchise of stores in the States where they put up a sign and they said, you cannot bring your animal if it is not a registered like service animal.
Mm.
You know how they always say, oh, this is my emotional support dog. So emotional support dogs are not the same as a service animal. And this sign said as much, like, don't try to fake this because service animals are trained differently and they're for different responses and for different responsibilities, you know?
And they're there for a very important purpose.
Right. And then emotional support animals are just there for your cuddlies, you know? That was what they were trying to say. And I super agree with that. I super agree. I mean, aside from... the whole cart thing and the yappy dogs. Because I hate that.
I came across one that was reasoning out that the dog was just barking a lot because it saw another dog. And it's like, and you're aware of this, that your dog is like that when it's exposed to other dogs. So why bring him to a place where he is likely to come across other dogs? It's just going to disrupt the peace for other people. Like, you're trying to have a nice, you know, quiet, enjoyable lunch, and you're like,
yeah, I don't want to. It's like unruly children.
Like, Colette has never barked.
Yeah, she does not. She never.
I would bring her to the radio station before and she never barked, but I've never even brought her to a mall.
Yeah, because you don't want to put that on other people. That's just
plus
imposing.
I feel like it's stressful. It's stressful then for the dog, eh? I feel like it's stressful if they're exposed to an entirely new environment.
True.
And then all of these dogs. I get it that you don't like leaving your pets at home or you just want to be with your pets, but take them to the park.
Take them
you
to
mean
the
outdoors,
park.
Outdoors.
Socialize outdoors, them. Not a mall.
Not an indoor.
Not an enclosure. Yeah.
Don't make the mall a kennel.
Yeah. Is. It's so, you know, I'm so sorry. I don't want to offend anybody because I know maybe some of our listeners have dogs and they have dog carriers and then they put their like three little dogs in their dog carrier. I'm sorry. Don't like it. And sometimes places just allow the small dogs and then they don't allow the big dogs. Even though I'm like, that's discrimination. Bakit hindi pwede si Megatron dito? Bakit ba? Just because he's big? He can't wear a diaper. Kailangan may diaper yung aso mo.
Kailangan may diaper. And you have to also, even if it's outdoors, you have to, you know, bring your poop bag and to pick it up or a spray bottle to clean
disinfect.
Up the piss.
Yes. Yeah. But on the flip side, there are a lot of dog parks.
Yeah.
BGC.
There are more now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Outdoors. Basta outdoors.
Oh.
Ako wala akong issue outdoors, but have them on a leash.
Yes.
Pag outdoors naman, yun lang. Like, yes, it's following you. Naka-heel. Heel talaga yan. Sunod ng sunod. But you never know.
Exactly.
Exactly what you said. There are kids. There are people who are phobic about being around dogs and you don't know their reasons. You'd hear people owners saying that's super friendly and it's okay kahit na hindi mo alam yung story ng the other party why they're deathly afraid of dogs. Like I have a dog, but after Juliana was bitten by a dog and my sister's dog, oh my god, I was so scared of having her around another dog. And I have my reasons,
right?
You know,
it's true. It's true. So sorry if we're offending you, but yeah, now.
No, don't let come us know at how us. It works on the other side. How does one manage going about, you know, in a mall inside one?
And why are they in strollers?
Yeah, strollers.
That's what I. Please help me understand that because I don't understand why. When they're supposed to be walking, it's good for them. It's exercise for the dogs, unless it's a senior dog. But then if it is a senior dog, maybe you shouldn't be taking him or her out if it's a senior dog.
But dogs are supposed to be walking.
Strollers, it's really good for them.
Offer a unique vantage point for... For a pet that normally walks on all fours.
Ganon.
Pagpagod na yung nagkakarga, dito ka naman nasa stroller. And then, pag ano ka na, mag-go ka na, sige, baba ka muna.
I wonder if we should blame Paris Hilton for this trend.
Kasi, di ba? Pauso yan.
Her chihuahua in her little...
In a bag.
In her Birkin or Hermes, I don't know.
It's good for business if you're an establishment. People are, you know, more probably interested, inclined to patronize it if it's pet friendly.
But not in an indoor restaurant. So all Sweet Ecstasies are pet friendly because it's all al fresco. Yeah. But if it was an indoor restaurant, I would be very averse to allow that. You know, and there was even, I mean, I don't know, I think I've told this story before, na parang there was a pet owner who put their dog on top of the table. Please do not do that. Like it was a small, let's say it was a small dog, but still it was a dog.
Yeah.
Right? Don't put it on a table where you eat and where other people eat. Right? That's not cute. That's not, so, yeah. Like
maybe just not impose your personal preferences and practices on other people in
a shared
space. I
think that's
the
bottom line. Yes.
You know, Jelly. Like, you sleep with your dog, you kiss your dog in the mouth. B- But are you going to force other people to do the same just because you're comfortable with that?
That's true. That's true.
So may pet PDA pa na involved.
Since we're on the topic of pets, I came across this on Instagram and I thought it was just despicable behavior on the part of the woman. So this guy posts that he leaves a food dispenser in the basement of a mall. I don't know which mall.
Is this
and
local?
This food is, yeah.
Okay.
Food dispenser, tapos may nakalagay na na note dun sa food dispenser na this is not provided by the mall. This comes from my own pocket to feed the cats that reside in that mall in the basement. Some woman got cat food.
Oh my God, stole it? Took it?
Nakita sa CCTV. Sinabi ng guards dun sa guy. Kasi syempre they know the guy. He goes there regularly. I think every once a week or two times every 2 weeks. He would replenish the food dispenser, maybe check up on the cats and stuff. And then nabawasan nga because apparently some woman stole cat food.
Nahuli siya. May CCTV. Oh, that'd be so funny.
I was going through the thread na talagang have the CCTV checked. Tapos another girl said, I know which mall this is. Send me all the details kasi they're gonna have the woman banned. But the point is, there was already a note. It is not funded by the mall. It was coming out of somebody else's pocket. Out of the goodness of his heart, he wanted to feed the cats.
That's so funny.
And this is a high-end mall. So, ang sabi pa nung guy, yung ano niya sa post niya, parang after getting cat food, she goes into her fancy car.
Oh my God! Grabe!
Sabi nga nung guy, parang, woman, do you realize ang ninakawan mo mga pusa?
Yeah.
Baka para sa kanya yun.
Like, mahiya
ka naman. In the car.
Hinakawan mo yung stray cats.
My gosh. That's like, wow.
The lowest of lows.
Tapos Benz yung kotse niya. Oh God. Stop. Stop.
I hope I get to see that. I get an update on that because I don't follow the guy. I just came across that on my feed. I don't know the update. So if anyone can...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction. And free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Came across that same post, and you have an update, let us know, please.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, petiquette. Ano ang
what is your petiquette?
Oh, that's a good title. Oh,
I think we should roll with that.
One, not petiquette, but
Make sure. Iba yun eh.
Oo nga, iba pala
yun. Ibang etiquette.
Iba. Kasi may tongue twister pag pet etiquette.
Pet etiquette.
So gawin na lang natin isa. What's your pet etiquette?
And please share then for the listeners, please share your frustrations with other pet owners, especially for in public spaces, indoor public spaces. Kasi outdoor, ano pa yan eh, parang okay pa. But indoors, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, indoor so. Can't. Don't do it. Just for me, I'm like, don't bring your dog. Especially if it's a big dog.
Masarap ang aircon eh. Lalo
diba?
Summer.
Oh, I guess.
I have a fluffy pet.
Mas lalo, oh my gosh. Outdoor na lang. Anyway, pet kit.
That's a good title.
Big business. Right? Big business. And like we were talking off the air, there's dog cremation already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a wake. There's...
That I get.
All sorts of services that, you know, growing up, you just knew that weren't on offer.
Yeah.
Imagine even treats like doggy cakes.
And cakes.
For their birthday. Like, whoa, man. That's, well, but then again, you know, if I were like that, I would get a cake for Megatron.
Yeah, give him a puppuccino.
A puppuccino! Yes, one of my favorite restaurants here, Amano, has like paw treats or for the fur babies. You know, cute.
Yeah,
okay. I'll buy
it's
that.
Business.
How's the food there? That's by the son of Gaita Forest, right?
Yes. Yeah. It is excellent. It's one of my favorite restaurants, Amano.
And then
go ahead.
Go on.
He has a new one called Steak and Frights, which I haven't tried out yet.
Oh, that's the one. Is that the one Central?
Yes. Oh, it's okay. Always puno. So
that's where Ed Sheeran went.
Yes, that is where Ed Sheeran went. Because, remember the mom. The mom. See, she is so cool. She's met like Sting. She's met like
Gaita.
Food. Yes. And of course, Chibo. So hello.
Margarita Forest.
Forest, yes. Who celebrated her birthday recently? Belated happy birthday, ma'am. She's part of the Resto PH group that I am in. She's cool. She's cool.
She's super nice. And we are massive fans of Chibo here at home because their food is just always consistently good. Yes. And their service is fantastic. If you are a fan or a regular of Chibo, I highly recommend that you get their card, the Lealta card. So I purchased that, I think, sometime last year. It's for $2,500. But when you purchase that, you get 2,500 worth of vouchers with it.
Oh.
So it's like you're getting it for free, right?
Yes, yes.
And every time you show that card, it's either you get a 10% discount on your total bill, or depending on the amount of your orders, you get a freebie.
Oh,
and
I love it.
Kid you not with how much we have saved because of that card.
Yeah.
Really good. And then... you'd think, like, one time I didn't get to bring the card and we ended up at Chibo in a different branch. And I just told them, I have a Lealta card, but I don't think I brought it. But I got mine at SMRA. I'll message them and I'll ask. And then they came back to me and just said, oh, ma'am, you don't have to worry about that. We already called them. We got your number. We got all your details. Like, they took care of things.
You're not a scammer.
You know, they make it really easy for you. I really love their service. So,
Andami ng hacks ni Jelly today. So, I'm taking notes and everybody should. And that the hack line is always open for...
the hack line.
Andami natin terms ngayon. For it's a two-way street. Yeah.
I love it.
Yan talaga pag masyadong busy, walang magawa eh.
Para makaano lang, para makalibre.
Oh,
no, but okay. Their card's super worth it. Because like the freebies are not cheap, huh? Like you would get a free pasta that's already worth like $700.
And you can't go wrong with Chibo, really. This is, and yes. As a business owner, like Oh my God, she's so she started in, I do believe her first one was, I don't know if it was Cubao or in Glorieta.
Malamang Cubao, just like Sweet X. But then they own the whole Araneta, so yeah, obviously.
I love that the one in Glorieta is like the most long-standing one. And anyway, but she has only decided to like branch out beyond Metro Manila recently lang. And for me, that's a smart thing. I mean, she, like Jelly said, whatever Chibo you go to, it'll taste good. It'll taste the same. The quality is still there.
And you know it's a Chibo restaurant because it's very unique in the layout.
Ang ganda eh. Ganda. Maganda lang. That's like, she's amazing. And then her son is all obviously following in her footsteps with Amano and that Steak and Frights place, which I've yet to try. Amado Forest. Hi. I'm too mixing it your reservation line. It's always full.
Reserved to,
always, to get in. Always. I tried walk-in and they're like, hi, ma'am, no, we're reserved till getting in. I'm like, huh?
Okay. But I'm already here.
But I'm hungry.
Du jour. So.
Yeah. But please try Amano. Favorite. They make a good martini and then they have this gelato.
BGC, right?
There's BGC.
At One Bonifacio.
And Rockwell. And okay. I think there's also now in Cubao.
Yung next board of directors meeting natin.
Sige.
The first ever kasi we never had
one. We've never had one. Let's do it.
Can we just expense it since you're recommending? Meron ba tayong kita?
No, this is a company meeting. This tab will be on, it's on Eves.
Set up. I love it. Oh my goodness.
Any other resto recommendations? Have you guys have discovered anything that's really good?
Oh my gosh.
You want to talk about?
Well, now that you mentioned Chibo, it's the kids love the telefono, mm-hmm. right?
The pasta.
That's a favorite. That's a favorite of Jade and David also.
I discovered during the pandemic, I've never ordered this and we eat at the restaurant regularly, the tagliata di manzo, which is like the beef with lots of garlic.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
So good.
Yes.
So
yes,
what is it? Yes. It's a beef.
Beef slices, mm-hmm. and then it has plenty of garlic, like the
sliced garlic,
smaller version of the garlic, but it's melt in your mouth.
Masarap.
It's just it's tender. It's never dry.
Yeah,
it's just so good. It's thinly sliced beef.
I like the tenderloin,
something. Mm-mm.
Chibo has great potato chips. And finally, she offers it in like pre-packed stuff with their garlic aioli, which is the bomb. Because you have to have that with the chips.
You
have to dip it. But I know what I'm going to have after the podcast.
I have a feeling people will be heading to Chibo after this. Because but so yun yung recommendation. If you're going to go to Chibo, the tagliata di manzo, which is the thinly sliced beef tenderloin. It just has oil and garlic. It usually comes served with bread, but you can request to swap it with a parsley rice.
Mm.
That's really good. Their osobuco is amazeballs.
Have you tried their panini sandwiches? Because those are also very good. There's like a roasted vegetable one. There's like one, I don't know, may truffle. Oh, masarap siya.
Yeah. Ito lang. I haven't tried anything there that I didn't like.
Right. This show is sponsored by Chibo, by the way. Out of our pocket. No, but it's really good. She makes amazing food. So Chibo, we all know it's a classic. It's always been there. You always see it, you know. But if you're going to go to Amano, you have to try the ravioli Evolo or something, but it's a big ravioli, and then it has a egg yolk inside, and then there's like cheese, and if you like butter and sage, it's very simple but very yummy and decadent. And his pizza's great. I was gonna say the burrata, their gelato is so good. You have to try that. Have to. Yun lang.
Ay, tama-tama, lunch na.
Lunch na.
O, tapusin na natin yung episode para kakain na. Oh wait, can I just tell you? you guys. I think you'll be proud of me. I started watching Game of Thrones.
Whoa, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Wait. I know. How many years late?
Okay, lang yan. It's
ang
good
proud
though.
Mo pa talaga.
Because sabi ko sa inyo, you know, you'll be proud of me.
I held my breath there for a sec.
I thought, June?
Reaction to Jinx was my upset.
Oh, yay,
how
do
many,
you like
how many
it?
Years late, though? When did it wrap up?
Tatagal na.
20? A good 4 17? Years?
18? I don't know.
5, yeah. Mm-mm. But wait. Season 1, I
season
suppose.
Season 1? Right? I'm done with season 1.
Okay.
Pero I feel like it was a culture shock for me coming from watching K-dramas. That have no nudity.
Yes.
That have no violence.
So you've met Khal Drogo.
Yes. I've already come across what happened to him because I'm done with season 1.
Okay. It's okay. But whatever you say is not a spoiler, Jelly.
I'm still being careful.
It's like years. It's okay.
I'm so careful with spoilers. It's okay. I'm forgetting. It's been years. So I have to give the credit to Rhoda because he was like, no, you really have to watch. Please just do this for me. I never bug you to watch anything but this one. So I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. So after the first episode, I got all riled up. I'm like, that I had to watch. And he was so happy to see that I reacted the way I did.
Okay.
Because it was really good. But I'm not a fan of ako ha. Ako na to. I'm not a fan of the nudity. I'm not a fan of the sex scenes.
Oh.
And I'm my God, the violence. So may cut off time ako from watching GOT.
Kasi binibinge mo kasi.
Well, I do. But I really have to have a cut off. Like evening I can't na. Kasi
right.
It my dreams are not very pleasant anymore.
Kasi binibinge mo nga.
Dapat, I know, well, it's not meant to be because, you know, you guys were watching it a week at a time.
Yeah, that's what we did
we
maybe 20 years ago. I had to wait.
Thanks for the emphasis, Jude.
How many
I'm
episodes?
So late to the game.
How many episodes can you take in one sitting? 2, 3?
Maybe 3.
Okay. That's good. Okay, that's good.
And then
good.
I have to stop. And then I have to like end it with some really
YouTube
nice
videos.
Holistic some healing video. I have to forget what I just watched by watching some Lewis House, Marisa Peer, Diary of a CEO, something motivational and healing.
True.
Something life-affirming.
Yes.
Yung so creators nung GOT may bagong series.
Yeah, they have
series.
A new one. 3 Body Problem.
Ganda rin. Well, I've seen only 1.5.
I have yet. So
The Weiss and Bainoff. So it looks promising, no?
Mm-mm. It does. It looks good. It looks good.
You should check it out, Monica, if you haven't. I'm sure you will because you're aware.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm proud of you, Jelly. So
thank you.
You're done with season
June,
1.
Hindi ka na proud. At least Monica proud sa akin.
Hindi, proud si Jude sa'yo.
Grabe, proud ako. Face palm.
Wait. So I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you because it is such a ride, Game of Thrones, really. And you don't have to wait like we did.
Yeah.
If you don't want to. So it's okay.
The script is fantastic. Okay, here's because Rhoda didn't know the answer to this trivia. Who was the character that first said the words Game of Thrones?
Oh.
Peter
Dinklage.
No.
The eunuch. The bald guy.
Nope.
What's his name? Nicolaj.
No. Female. No.
Cersei?
No. Yeah.
Cersei.
It was, yeah.
Lena Headey. How do you say
and
her
then,
name?
And then, I don't know. even the character's name, sometimes I get it wrong. I'm like, when I would tell Rhoda, like the part that I watch, he's like, "See, Mama, you're pronouncing it correct. You're pronouncing the name wrong." But I love Peter Dinklage.
Mm-hmm.
I love his character.
Tyrion Lannister.
Galing! Basta, the script is just so good. And I often have to pause to check the dictionary. What does that mean? Because... You know, because the words that they use, it's either Old English or just like, oh my God, what is that word again? Really good.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. I love it. I mean, like if I had time, I would go through Game of Thrones again. But it is, season two is basta.
Wala ka pang kalahati sa series.
Ilang seasons ba siya? Kasi Rhoda stopped me from Googling anything.
Maybe eight.
Yeah.
Was it eight?
Eight or seven.
Eight seasons and they split it into two, so... The final one. For shame, si Hannah
for
Waddingham.
She's the best.
That was her. And, you know, that was what her, the role that she was known for up until she
joined Ted Lasso. Yeah. Eight seasons. So, Jelly, you will see people that now, this is maybe where they started or, you know, before they got famous in other things, you'll see them like that.
There's a bunch of them in Three Body Problem.
Yes, yung mga, ano, also
from Game of Thrones. Sabi ko, ba talaga naman.
It gets intense. I'm so excited for you.
I was watching. I was messaging Rhoda. I'm like, Dada, you know what? This Tywin, the one who plays Tywin Lannister, you can tell that he must have been a looker when he was younger. Mm. So I ended up Googling him. And then Rhoda was like, can you just stop Googling and just watch?
He was in The Crown.
Was he the king?
No. He was... In the early,
he played
Tito.
His name is Charles Dance.
Dance was the Tito of Prince Philip.
Yeah. He was in the early seasons of The Crown.
Yeah. He got blown up to bits. In The Crown.
Not in Game of Thrones.
IRA. He was assassinated.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. There's so many things that you're gonna... Oh! Okay, anyway. I'm like reliving like how it was to watch Game of Thrones the first time, and it is such a ride. So I'm very excited for you, Jelly. You're gonna have fun.
I have my favorite characters. I love Arya. Okay, so I just started season two, so I don't know how their characters will develop. Mm. I don't know if their characters will change, but there are people that I absolutely abhor, detest. And then there are I love Arya Stark. She's my favorite. So I don't know what's going to happen to them. So it's nice to see. But I always, when I'm watching, I would tell Juliana, don't just step out of the room, okay? Because I don't know what she's going to come across. If it's somebody's head or somebody's like completely naked being fingered or something. Because
it's kind of graphic. But wait till you get to Oberyn Martell, the guy that everybody says looks like Al.
I don't know.
I don't know what season that is, so just wait.
Okay.
The Viper.
The Viper, yes.
The what is he? Red Viper or the Viper?
I thought the Vipers were the kids.
Oh, okay. So what was he?
Hindi ko maalala.
Ang tagal na kasi Jelly eh. So,
you've emphasized that with the 20 years in June.
We're racking our brains trying to remember.
Trying to remember the characters. Uh-uh. Do you guys still remember Joffrey?
Yes, King nobody can forget Joffrey. That little shit.
Thank you.
So Joffrey's the little shit. Nobody's going to forget him.
What I'm most impressed with is their casting.
Oh, yeah.
Kasi itsura pa lang. Already annoys you. They're not even speaking yet. Just like Joffrey, the way his face, the shape of it, just.
I think he's.
Oh my God.
He's not into acting anymore. He decided to, back then.
Really? Really?
It was too much for him.
I don't think
so. Biglang naawa.
As the actor.
Maybe he decided to study and then probably get back into it.
Oh, maybe. But for if we fast forward, have we talked about Shogun? We have, right?
We've mentioned it. So
yeah, briefly last
recording. It's so good.
Mga 5 years from now, si Jelly, makaka-shogun na siya.
Kasi it's gonna take her 5 years to finish Game of Thrones, okay?
Tapos 5 years from now, kung ginagawa pa natin to, sasabihin ni Jelly, guys, natapos ko na yung ano, yung shogun. Nakakainis tong siya.
You're over the emotions related to that show. Tapos babalik ko na naman. Sorry na. Parang Harry Potter. I just watched all of the Harry Potter movies during the pandemic.
Oh my God.
You are listening to us first if you're waiting for a new episode. This is coming out during the Holy Week.
Yes.
So it'll be Holy Wednesday, I think.
Yes.
So, medyo tahimik sa Metro Manila.
Uh-uh. And then you listen to us.
Ito na yung ano nyo, penitensya nyo.
Who are these loud people? Just lower the volume when you listen.
Ang daming reklamo.
Oh, okay. One show that I was very pleasantly surprised with, okay, and because we were talking about Shogun, there's an actress who is in this show that I watched. It's called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters.
Yeah, she was there. See, Sawa, what's her name?
Anna Sawa? I can't remember. The Asian girl.
Nakainis siya doon. Mas okay siya
sobra.
Dito.
Okay siya sa Shogun. Sabi ka, ay buti na lang, hindi ka annoying. She's so annoying in Monarch. But Monarch is very good if you're into Godzilla and stuff.
The Apple TV. Godzillaverse. Yeah.
And of course, there's Inoue, which I love. Kurt Russell and his son.
Playing the same role.
Wyatt Russell, yes, which is so cool, right? So Wyatt, his son, is playing the younger version of Kurt Russell in this show. And their father and son.
Is this his kid with Goldie Hawn?
Good question.
So maybe kapatid ni Kate Hudson or hindi?
Maybe? I don't know their whole family tree, but maybe. And they're funny. I mean, I saw an interview with them together and they're so funny, like father and son interview. And Kurt Russell was just admitting to the fact that he loves watching himself on TV because whoever was interviewing them, they're like, yeah, Wyatt, you don't really like watching yourself. And then he's like, yeah, but my dad, on the other hand, I catch him watching his old movies and he tries to change the channel. He's like, oh.
See, Kurt Russell started out as a child actor in Hollywood.
No kidding.
So, yeah. So he's got some stories.
Whoa.
He's got some stories.
Wow. I didn't know that. Well, that whole family, I would assume. But anyway, it's a fun show to watch, Monarch Legacy of Monsters. If you
I'll
like
watch
that.
It in 3 years.
Walang nudity. Walang ano.
And if you're a fan of Godzilla, who I am. So there's a
good,
Godzilla
right?
here.
There's a new Godzilla movie coming out, Jude, though. Do you know this?
There's Minus like One. That
yes.
won an Academy
oh
Award.
Here's gosh. A
that one, Minus One. Yeah.
They won an Academy Award. Old school VFX. Yeah.
For that. I haven't seen it, though. Is it out? Is it like streaming somewhere?
It was released theatrically, so...
Oh, I didn't catch it. Okay, but...
I don't know if it was released here locally, but it was... Pagpunta mo ng Japan.
Sige. Pero Japanese, walang subtitle yan.
Baka meron na sa, ano, sa, yan, sa mga subscription, sa streaming nyo.
I'll try. But thanks to Duolingo, I'm learning Japanese.
Pagkama lang kang hapon, so
Korean nga. Hindi ako,
malay
I don't think,
mo, pusan tayo.
That is true.
Arigato
gozaimasu. Anyway.
Ocha, kudasai. Green tea, please.
Tinan mo, bagay na bagay.
Pwede. This is when they have that anime voice. Anyway, okay. Wait, let's ask your question, Jelly.
Are we still? No, what? Next time now. When Del na?
Are you sure? No,
yes,
OC ako
yes.
Eh.
No. We'll reserve it for when Della Mama is back.
Sige, sige.
But we can wrap this up within 51 sure. second, 51 minutes.
Sige, sige.
There.
All right. Del okay, will be yun. Back soon once she's done hosting yes. our friend Christy.
Del, hindi ka namin pinagtripan or pinag-usapan ngayon.
Slight lang, slight.
Oh, grabe oh, yung Del Amar na yun, no?
Ganun record talaga. Kayo. Go!
All right, so guys, thank you for joining us for the show today. We hope, well, if you're listening to this, we hope you have a restful and solemn Holy Week. We will be back complete, hopefully, in a few days. Tingnan natin. All right, this has been the Eavesdrop Podcast. You got Fran, Jelly, Jude, and Del in spirit. Here we go. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.